Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Drive 959.
Drive 959.
On Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
So, I think the question that we want to ask is just the other. You know, I'm a big fan of being responsible, especially when it comes to water, because water is very scarce. And people don't know that South Africa is like a semi-desert.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm very conscious of how I use water. So when it comes to clothes, things like jeans, pants, hoodies, you know, I wear them more than once.
Okay,
you know,
makes sense.
If I wear it today, put it on a hanger, put it outside for some fresh air. Same applies to jeans because they use so much water, right? Things that I change every day will be my thong, my G-strings, and stuff, and socks. But also, when it comes to towels, I use them
more than once.
Yeah. And the other day, my towel was smelling in some kind of way.
Yeah.
I was like,
Ish,
there's four other towels here, but I've been on this one for quite a while.
Yeah.
So when do we change it? Do you know? And I decided to change it. Same applies with the toothbrush and underwear, because I know some of us, I've got underwear that I've had for a decade, ne?
Yeah.
Underwear. But it's still in good condition, but you can see that the color is starting to fade. But you know what? It is so comfortable. I love it. I don't want to let go.
I'm younger, kind of scale. A decade is 10 years.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Well, that happened in 10 years.
Yes.
What is the problem?
They were born in Washington, D.C.
I don't care if they were born in the White House.
Yeah, and they give you Versace.
Who cares?
I don't care.
It's kind of, it has a smaller than a hole at the bottom.
Of course it does. It's been 10 years. It's been 10 years.
So yeah, that's the question that I actually wanted you not to criticize me and bully me on air. It's a question that I'm asking, you know, about essential, is it everyday items? You know, how often do we change these?
Uh-huh.
Do you know, I'm going to be honest, I'm not so technical with them, right? So my toothbrush, I don't necessarily know it's been 3 months.
Mm.
But once it starts feeling funny, the bristles are now hurting my gums or whatever, then I'm like, okay, it's time for a new toothbrush. A towel, I will use at least twice, even thrice.
Mm-hmm.
It's damp, take it outside, shapaki moya ya oma, in the evening, bring it back in, I'll use more than once.
Yes.
Washing rag, once it starts feeling a bit smooth.
Yeah, too smooth.
Like once it starts feeling like that, I know it's time for it to go. But what I'm really diligent with is my bedding. I change my bedding almost weekly.
And you sleep alone.
Because my bedding is also quite light.
Okay.
I choose light bedding.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't count, man. I, if it's there, I use it. Ne?
Excuse me.
And I promise. I would never say, oh, I change my toothbrush every 3 months because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to sit here and lie. And when it comes to towel at 10, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
So you say, you're going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, But at the same time, a hotel, I would behave differently.
Yeah.
So if I'm in a hotel I'm staying there for 3 days,
yeah.
I promise you, they're going to change everything here every single day. Because I tell them, I'm paying full amount for everything to be changed.
No, but you know why you do that at a hotel? Because the hotel, the towels are white.
And I'm not going to suit. I don't care about what I'm not going to suit.
The brown yana.
Okay, Ayanda, you're looking at us like we're crazy. How often do you change your towels and clean?
The towels I actually change on a weekly basis. I'm always washing them on a weekly basis, along with kind of bedding, maybe just over a week.
So you use the same towel for a week?
Yeah, I wash them. I have three towels that I'm rotating that I wash.
So you are using three towels a week.
Yes.
So 7 days.
Yes.
That means there's one that you're using for 3 days.
Yeah. Around about. No.
Okay.
Well, I live with my sister now, so I'm better. When I live alone, the towel will stay there for a bit.
It'll stay.
A few days, nyana.
You know what is embarrassing? When you can't tell us how many days, you're like, oh.
And then toothbrush?
Oh, toothbrush. No, that I change every 2 months.
Really?
Yes. Bedding, because I prefer white linen. Mm. I, even myself, without my sisters coming in to change things for me, I change it every 5 days.
So this is what my grandmother said to me. For you to change your underwear, you must buy yourself white underwear. Because it will tell you that it needs to be changed.
It forces you.
Because lemnyama are worn on it. If it's white.
No, but it's standard to change your underwear.
Oh, the point.
Thank you very much.
No, hold on. No, growing up.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You have one that you've been using for 10 years.
Bye-bye. It gets washed all the time. But a white one.
I was cool.
I just want to send a shout-out to Ayanda. Ayanda Nyat. I'm fascinated on how you can keep a straight face and be serious and give us a whole bulletin after all of that madness. I mean, underwear is Kumba. Hi. No,
hi,
guys.
Hi, Kumba. Hi, guys.
So towels weekly, definitely, like every 3 days or so. And linen every month, you know. So yeah, not as bad as Abos Kumba. I am judging you right now.
No.
What's the problem with that underwear? It's always fascinating how men like a white underwear. You have a
right.
Why listen at the underwear white men, please? Let's hear it.
Feeling
now I do have it. I have a lot of white underwear. Actually, you can even ask Somiz.
Whoa.
No, Somiz will tell you that me, I rock white underwear.
Why would Somiz know your underwear?
Because some years ago, when I went to his house to deliver a check, as I was leaning to pick up the check, he saw my underwear and he was inspired. He said, oh, can you wear white underwear? So I'm like, yeah. It's a true story. You can call him, you can send him a voice. He'll send you a voice message. I wear white underwear most of the time. And but the story of, listen, don't be bothered about what I'm saying about Somiz knowing that we are concerned about Uskumba, no Koko. Why?
No, there are not just stories. I have a problem here. Nina already let conclude.
There's nothing to finish, eh?
There is absolutely everything to finish. No one buys underwear like me here.
Yeah, we know.
Every month.
After the white one seems to have
and as we speak, he's wearing a black one. I saw it.
Hey, my goodness.
Why are you looking at my underwear?
I saw it. Look at me.
Okay.
Zicho, stop with the far faster.
Uskumba nim understand. Uskumba uthi mawusakhula ugogo
ngathi
thank you ukwazi ukufunda ukuchange iunderwear. You need to get ama underwear a white.
Bro,
ukuthi manje it's siyazi ukuthi manje it's standard ukuchange iunderwear. But yini ngam understand.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
But anyway, we want to wrap up our topic. How often do you change your essentials? Whether it's a toothbrush, a towel, when do you wash it? Soon after you use it or after a couple of days? And your underwear.
Yo, guys, kukhona amakhetin amanye awomamam laphaya endlini. Oh, awafuni lawa amakhetin. I'm sure mama mama nala amakhetin mhlambe ngina 10 years. Guys, it's been over 30 years now. But sometimes guys, I honestly feel good to expire date la marketing. She must do something about them. But something, not hang them in the windows.
For me, when it comes to toothbrush, I don't know. I don't check. Like I'm with Homoto. Once it starts to feel funny, then I change it. And then towels, I don't really use towels. But bedding, I'm big on bedding. My bedding is changed 3 times a week. Hey, I want a fresh sleep. I can't be sleeping on the same, you know, sheets for 3 times. Especially in summer. I know.
Yeah, Mina, not Glenn.
Ah.
We are the only people that since more than 20 years ago, sgqoka ama underwear amhlophe and not just any underwear. Saqala nge diesel and then switch star khona manje ne Calvin Klein.
Okay.
Mom, check manje, it's either fake star or Calvin Klein.
Thank you.
I think it's Calvin. Thank you.
Mamela, we can I tell you, we will not be checking Clint's underwear. We will not be checking Clint's underwear.
You might just see a wedgie there.
Thank you.
20 years.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.